It's 8:41 on a Monday morning with the Musers. Everybody's talking about the dramatic U.S. men's team win in Olympic hockey yesterday, beating Team Canada 2-1 in overtime. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline is a member of the last team that won gold for the men at the Winter Games, the 1980 Miracle on Ice team. This is quite a surprise. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Who is this with us?
It's, you know who this is. It's Trip Brillstein.
Trip Brillstein, member of the 1980...
Yeah, kind of the star of that team if you really want to get down to it.
Well, we don't necessarily remember Trip Brillstein.
And I don't see you on the roster.
Well, I was on the team. I was a late add, so, didn't get on a lot of the paperwork, but... But believe me, I was on the team. I didn't get to do too much on the ice there at the end because the coach had benched me for breaking curfew a couple times that week. But I was the best pure stick handler on that team.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah, okay. Mike Ruzione, he really idolized me because I could score on a wrister from about half a mile away. I was a real all-around player. Incredibly fast skater.
I've never heard you talk.
I can make it from goal to goal in under a second.
Wow.
I've never heard you talked about in any documentary or anything.
Yeah. Well, the stuff's got to end up on the cutting room floor. You know, they can't make it 12-hour documentaries. But I was a very selfless player. I would really stand on my head to win the game as a center.
Oh, really?
I've never heard that term before for a center.
And I think I really. I was like a player's player. They really liked me. They really appreciated me and our coach. I really won him over when we first played. I remember when we first played the Kazakhstan Olympic team that year.
Mm-hmm.
I got the win for us. We beat them 10-3 on a last second slap shot by me to prevent double overtime.
So, but it was a 7-goal game.
10-3.
Yeah. And anyway. But the Soviets were so much more mean than these Canadians. What we did, beating the Soviets, you can't even compare what this team did to what we did.
Yeah.
Well, it was still high-level hockey, though.
George, I'm not even going to let you finish there because a lot of people don't know this, but the Soviets had beat us 10-1 a couple of weeks before the Olympics in an exhibition.
Yeah. Right.
You know, people don't know that.
A lot of people know that.
And the Soviets really played dirty. You know, they were dirty players. These Canadians are so polite. You know, they'll give you a couple of goals just to be friendly.
I don't know about that.
But we were really scared of the Soviets. We were, and rightfully so.
Yeah, they were great.
Did you know that they waterboarded our goalie between periods?
Wow. Really?
A lot, but yeah, Jim Craig, he would get waterboarded.
Wow. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, they would stab half of our defensemen with knives while they weren't looking.
When they weren't looking, that's terrible.
So they'd be trailing blood everywhere. They locked Mike Ruzione in a cage with a tiger for half of the third period. If you watch closely, you can see that.
These are dramatic Soviet tactics.
They were evil. They were evil. The Soviets were evil, and they were so calculated, too. They had, the amount of planning that they went into to try to win hockey games. They even developed a whole other language so that they could communicate with each other on the ice, and we couldn't know what they were saying.
Well, that's probably their language.
That was their native language.
Not the Canadians, I can tell you that.
Right.
Yeah, beating Canadians, that's like beating your polite coworker from the payroll department or something. You know, they're nobodies.
So you're not impressed with the U.S. win yesterday?
Hell no, I'm not impressed, Craig. I'm not impressed. We played and beat the Soviets, which is like beating roided up Sasquatches.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, they were brutal, brutal. So I think that our Miracle on Ice is the only Miracle on Ice that will ever be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of this American team getting any credit whatsoever.
Well, they deserve some credit, and that effort by Jack Hughes was incredible.
Oh, please. Jack Hughes. Everyone's made a BFD about this Jack Hughes losing two teeth.
Mm. Yeah.
Good God. I got news for you. Every one of us from that 1980 team, we didn't have a tooth in our head for the entire run.
No. I don't remember that.
You had all lost all of your teeth?
We lost all of them, yeah. And I lost mine early on in a very brutal fashion.
How's that?
Herb Brooks distracted them with malfunctioning vice grips in front of the entire squad as an example.
Malfunctioning?
Yeah.
Vice
grips. He yanked them out. He stood on my chest, laid me down on the floor, stood on my chest, and then just absolutely pulled them out one by one.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And it was just to make a point. I think he was making a point about tariffs or something. I don't even know what he's talking about.
I thought it was tariffs.
Yeah, it wasn't even hockey related.
Weird.
Herb Brooks and I, as you guys know, if you got to watch any of the extra footage that was cut out of any documentary, Herb Brooks and I didn't get along.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. We did it first. We were good friends at first, and we were joking around buddies and everything, but we had a kind of had a prank war that went wrong on us, and it was, you know, he didn't like my response to his pranks, I guess.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, he put a bucket of ping pong balls over my hotel room door one time, and so I responded. I stabbed his brother at a kid's birthday party.
Whoa, you took it to another level.
That's so...
And then all of a sudden, it's I'm a big jerk, you know? I don't get it. You know,
you're a convicted felon, I would imagine.
He was a prickly kind of guy.
Yeah.
He was a little prickly.
Did you say you stabbed his kid's brother?
No,
was that a kid's birthday party?
Oh, okay. A kid's birthday party. Okay. Yeah. I was a little confused. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry about that. But yeah. So don't expect any documentaries about this 2026 team. You got to go. They played a cakewalk schedule, a bunch of softies. It was predetermined by Vince McMahon that they were going to win this.
Really?
It was not predetermined.
And so let's not get too excited about this. Let's focus on the 1980 team. And yes, I can take calls on this. Let's go to Cruz and Alito.
We're not going to calls, but what have you done since 1980? Did you stay in the game, or what'd you do?
No, I didn't stay in the game. That's a good question there, George. I got into the exciting world of commercial real estate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, selling that and renting out square footage and empty buildings.
Okay.
But, yeah, kind of using my celebrity status, you know, to to basically take old buildings and kind of rework them into rent-a-space for an hour.
Okay. And what was your name again?
Tripp Brillstein.
Okay.
Tripp Brillstein. Look me up. I'm in the Encyclopedia of Sports, if you get the really expanded edition.
Sure enough,
Tripp Brillstein,
okay.
U.S. Olympic hockey
Tripp
team,
Brillstein.
1980.
Okay, yep. Mike Ruzzioni's hero. You got it.
Trivia. Herb Brooks extracted all of his teeth. Apologize for doubting you.
Hey, good ticket stock. I saw you guys out there. It was great stuff. Enjoy the Pudge Stories.
Oh, you were out there.
Yeah, I was out there.
Enjoy the Pudge Stories.
I was out there. Yep. Happy birthday.
Okay, thank you. See ya. There goes Tripp Brillstein. Claims to be a member of the 1980 Olympic hockey team.